Unless, I guess unless we specify what those are going to be used for, I just recall the governor vetoed money that we put in the first supplemental bill because he said they have enough money for maintenance. I didn't agree with that particular decision and hope to address it again in the second supplemental. I think we need more money, not less.
Mr. Chairman, I have a parliamentary inquiry. There was a motion, and this will probably affect future motions, either this year or next year. And the representative from Pedro Bay made a motion, and then you ruled it out of order. Under what authority?
Bill is in subcommittee, Representative Phillips.
Well, but if the majority of the committee decides otherwise, I think they have that authority to do that. Is that correct?
That probably is correct. The motion was ruled out of order because the bill is in subcommittee. The chair is not here.
But Mike, what I'm trying to get at is it's not just this. I mean, I'm just thinking about the future right now. Whatever problems you guys have, you have to work it out yourself. But, you know, a motion like that, in my opinion, of course, we can appeal it.
Right.
And I don't want to do that because it's messy and we don't accomplish anything. It's all negative. But on the other hand, if a member of the committee wants to move a bill, I think we ought to have a vote on it and respect that request, whether it goes up or down. I understand the problems, but I just want to state right here that in the future, you're going to come across some situations like this that we better have an understanding beforehand before we get real messy and negative and don't get anything accomplished. I mean, we're here to get something accomplished. And so, you know, I just don't want... I want to respect each member's request because they represent a constituency that obviously have some needs, so do I, and those requests have got to be respected, and I just want to make that point here. So maybe in the future, I mean, you can rule what you want on it, but in the future, maybe we ought to get together beforehand to avoid situations like this and try to accommodate everybody's needs. What I call a professional manner rather than just try to, overpower somebody because of their position.
Thank you, Representative Phillips. Representative Boyer.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the speaker said it probably as succinctly as it needs to be said, and that is that there's a process and that he doesn't introduce appropriation bills because he generally hasn't seen the need to point an interest or point our attention in a certain direction. But clearly, capital appropriation bills are an opportunity to have hearings, to flesh issues out, and have a broader understanding of the concern that's raised by the bill. But the process is that things of this nature work their way through the capital budget process. And on a broader level, to answer your question, we don't roll chairs either. We don't pull bills from committee. And we don't rule committee chairs, and the committee chair could have ruled differently and required a majority to uphold the ruling of the chair on a procedural motion.
But that's,
fairly heavy-handed. And,
yeah, sure, but that's your internal problems,
right.
Okay? But the real problem is, from my perspective, and I'm looking at a higher plane, of disenfranchising a member of this legislature, and that's got to be considered. Whether he's right or wrong about the issue, that's another story. So I just want to give you some caution. It doesn't make any difference to me, one way or the other. But as far as the higher principle of respecting another member's request, that's what we're here for. And, he's got a constituency out there that obviously needs some help, and we ought to be paying attention to that and not just try to do a power play situation here. I don't want to make a big deal out of it. I just want to, give a warning because, I'm here... At least I think I'm here to try to play this thing as fairly as possible.
Representative Copeland.
In any case, if we have members of the public here who wish to testify, isn't it customary to hear the public testimony and discussion before we even get into this?
That is usually proper. Representative Barnes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I do believe that before the motion was made, the sponsor of the bill did say that he thought there was someone here to testify on it, but I do want to make it clear on the record that, in fact, you may wish this bill to go to a subcommittee, but his motion was not out of order. It clearly was not out of order. And the chairman may say, I moved to put it in a subcommittee, or you moved to amend his motion, but he's got a viable standing motion on the floor at this time that has to be disposed of one way or the other. He either has to withdraw, or you have to amend it, one or the other.
Representative Jackal, would you like to remove your motion?
No, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any intention of removing my motion.
Maybe we'll stand in adjournment.
I'm going to let you go for that.